It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. A jaunty start to the new album from Bob Dylan out today. And wow, it's his 35th studio album, 50 years after his debut.
Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing. Blowing like's gonna sweep my world away. I'm gonna stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train gon' ride me night and day.
The album is called Tempest, and rock critic Tom Moon joins me to talk about it and to spin through some other new releases. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
I'm going to read you some of the ways that critics have described Dylan's voice on this album. Here's one, a wheezy rasp that proudly scrapes up against its own flaws. And here's another, like he's been eating nuts and bolts for the past half century. Tom, what's your metaphor? Pick one.
Well, I also read today tubercular
as
an adjective to describe his voice. I thought that was pretty great. Yeah, he's almost got no tone left. And yet there's something about the rasp. There's something about the quality and the way it's captured that it almost doesn't matter. Still, he's phrasing, he's slogging through, and he's really singing beautifully, I think.
You're smiling through the fence at me. Just like you've always smiled before. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing. Blowing like she ain't gonna blow no more.
You know, let's talk about the length of some of these songs. There are a few that clock in at over 7 minutes. There's a 9-minute song, and then the title tune about the sinking of the Titanic, almost 14 minutes long. He's taking a real gamble on people's attention spans here.
I am one of those people who think that 46 verses on the sinking of the Titanic might be a tad too much.
A little excessive, you think?
Well, who's going to be Bob Dylan's editor?
The pale moon rose in its glory out of the western town. She told a sad, sad story of the great ship that went down.
What do you think Dylan fans who've followed him for many, many years will think of this new one? Where does it fit?
It's as intense as any of the late records, the records he's done since 2000. It is more uneven, and maybe that's kind of cool because, you know, he's talking a lot about flaws and meditating on life and the end of life. I think that people will hear the beginning of this record, the first four or five songs, and feel the energy of it and be, as I was, in awe of him. I mean, the fact that he's still doing this and communicating so specifically and swinging. The band sounds great. They're having fun.
Okay, so from Bob Dylan's Tempest to another album that's out today, it's called Love This Giant. Tom, this is a collaboration between St. Vincent, whose real name is Ann Clark, and David Byrne of Talking Heads.
Yeah, high hipster quotient here, but it's something far different from what fans of either would expect. When you think of St. Vincent, you think of very moody, atmospheric records, and of course David Byrne's done, with the Talking Heads, crazy great funk records and world music-infused records since then as a solo artist. And this is just a big, rollicking, brass band-fueled party record.
The forest awakes, a desert at dawn, a mountain at night, and the river moves on.
The feeling is very much trying to break out of the standard kind of rock think. In this collaboration, they found kind of a sound of their own.
Forwards and backwards in every direction, the atoms perpetual motion, the shifting of light on the banks of the river. I'm free, but I'm keeping my clothes on.
We're moving on, Tom, now to the Brooklyn indie band Grizzly Bear. They've taken a few years off, and their new album comes out next week. It's called Shields. You say it's worth the wait.
It's thick and dense and engrossing, and it's very different. You know, there's like this sort of Brooklyn hipster rock thing that's kind of taken over right now. And this record feels a lot more earnest than a lot of that music. And listen to this vocal. It's loose, but there's a lot of heart. There's meat behind it. He's saying something, you know. And that sense comes through a lot on this record.
If I could find peace, if this night.
So that's Grizzly Bear. And Tom, the last group we're going to talk about is the Avett Brothers from North Carolina and their new album, The Carpenter. And can I just say, they got me with the banjo right there.
Yeah.
All it'll take is just one moment. Say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit.
And Tom, the Avett Brothers got really popular a few years back, right?
Yeah, they've been doing this for a long time. This is album number 7. This is a very much more of a sharpened lyrical focus. There's a lot of songs about death and mortality on this record, but they're not downers. There's sort of this seizing the day with whatever you have left attitude, and it took them a while to get that sort of focus, but man, almost every song really has a zing to it here.
Tom, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.
There is no land or love inside.
Music critic Tom Moon. You can listen to many of these songs and more new releases at nprmusic.org.
Through the bitter crowd to the day.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.